Welcome to Slug Magazine's podcast, Slug Soundwaves. We're back this week with another episode of Soundwaves Reviews, where we give our listeners an audible edition of an online music review, read by the author themselves. This episode features the album Funeral for Justice by Emdu Mokhtar. You can listen to it on your favorite streaming service and read along if you prefer by visiting slugmag.com. Shh! Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves.
My name is William, and I'm the assistant editor here at Slug. I've written a review of Emdu Mokhtar's new album, Funeral for Justice. I set out to write more than a straightforward review, and wanted to dive more into why an album like Funeral for Justice was written. Not only is it an earth-shaking rock record, but it's also a strong cry against colonialism and the destruction of Niger and all of Africa by Europe and America. Niger and rock music go way back, almost to the start of American classic rock. The Hendrix era, with Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath, and Pink Floyd, didn't just take hold in the US and the UK. It may be more accurate to say that all of North Africa, or all of Africa, and rock music go way back. Much of Africa still remained under cruel colonialist rule, or heavy influence late into the 70s and the 80s, during which time many aspects of Western rock took root and blended with the traditional sounds of the area. The band, Emdu Mokhtar, belonging to the Tuareg nomadic ethnic group that makes up much of the Saharan region, is a late-stage result of the mix of U.S., French, and traditional Tuareg music that is largely called Aswaf Otishuamaran. Their newest album, Funeral for Justice, sonically stays true to the band's sound, but lyrically is a strong deviation from their earlier works. Emdu Mokhtar is the first Aswaf band to hit it big in the West since Songhoi Blues, Music in Exile, dropped in 2015. Emdu Mokhtar's previous record, Afrique Victime, cemented their status with American listeners. Their live recordings of wailing guitars and cheering audiences on that album are incredible and larger than life, seemingly vintage and entirely new at the same time. Their first American tour in 2017, though short, was memorable and proved that there is a continuous desire for non-American music in the West, so much so that they were given a solid spot on this year's Coachella lineup. Emdu Mokhtar is a part of a modern recreation of the Aswaf genre that embraces many more elements of American classic rock, swapping out much of the traditional percussion instruments for a Western drum kit and embracing the use of modern guitar pedals to bend and distort the traditional Tuareg sounds. Modern production has reached the genre in full force within the last 10 years, which gives Mokhtar's records the clean and tight sound that other Aswaf musicians lack the resources to create in their final recordings. In many ways, this shift is the commercialization of the viable sound and acts as another core disruption to the genre rocked by American blues and classic rock influences. In the Aswaf lineage, Emdu Mokhtar produces the most in-your-face, wall-shaking music the genre has to offer. The lead man, Mohamedou Soliman, Emdu for short, has quickly become one of the most revered modern guitarists in both North Africa and the American West, and a lefty at that. His remaining band doesn't lack skill, and rhythm guitarist Amadou Madassane, drummer Suleiman Ibrahim, and bassist Mikey Colton are still all extremely talented musicians. Suleiman sings almost entirely in the Tamashek language, and many of the choruses are chanted by the rest of the band, a traditional call-and-response style that is characteristic of Aswaf music. While his previous projects have stayed groovy and joyful, Funeral for Justice is a deeply anti-colonial project with blaring solos and bone-crushing percussion. Starting from the titular track, Funeral for Justice pulls no punches. Dear African leaders, hear my burning question. Why does your ear only heed France and America? They misled you into giving your lands. They delightfully watch you in your fraternal feud. They possess the power to help out, but choose not to. Why is that, when your rights are trodden upon? Musically, the track is bold and winding, punctuated by strong chords that match the beat of the drum before leading into Soliman's crooning matched with the same call-and-response backing vocals from the band. The Tuareg people have been left largely without any employment opportunities, and the work that does exist is miserable physical labor. The wealth distribution of much of North Africa is considerably worse than most of the world, with half the population taking only 9% of the available wealth. Soliman asks the important questions. Why answer to your previous colonizers when your country's people are unemployed and poor? The best track on the album, Imuhar, speaks to the slow assimilation and loss of Tuareg culture with the lyrics. Imuhar, you know this indeed, we have a written history, written in books, and the whole world knows it. And later, Tuareg turbans and camels, symbols of our legacy and pride. Imuhar, why are you abandoning your language, Tamashek? You stopped speaking it. You stopped writing it. The track begins quietly, almost as if it's playing in another room, until about a minute in, where the lead guitar screams right in your face and the drums beat you in the back. Imuhar leans into a more groove than many of the tracks on this album that I love. Of course, when your country suffers under massive inequities, loss of jobs, and ecological ruin, your culture will be sold off too, as this song illustrates. The importance of bands like M. Du Mokhtar is that they preserve the bass sound of Tuareg music, the vocal stylings, and most importantly, the language. It would be relatively easy and preferred for American audiences for Soliman to sing in English so that he can be more accessible to English speakers, and yet, singing in Tamashek is its own form of rebellion. The audience will get on M. Du Mokhtar's page and not the other way around. Note, at the time of writing, two songs I have mentioned are the only ones that have been fully translated, due to the fact that they are released as promo singles. This won't remain true forever, of course, but there's an interesting opportunity here for non-Tamashek-speaking audiences to listen to an album whose lyrics cannot be fully known. Other songs on the album solidify the ringing and thumping sound that M. Du Mokhtar has made theirs. Jala 1 is a distorted, fully instrumental guitar solo that opens with traditional Tuareg plucking, which fades perfectly into the song O France, and its dark synths sound like many old school metal tracks. This album contains so much variance in its sound that, at times, it feels like a grab bag of iconic metal and rock bands of days gone. It is often hard for American audiences to engage with the direct meaning of most conscious music, both local and foreign. Kendrick Lamar's Black of the Berry, anyone? And yet, it is key that we do, as music is one of our strongest forms of expression and liberation. Funeral for Justice asks the same questions Frantz Fanon did in Africa in 1961. So, comrades, how is it that we do not understand that we have better things to do than follow Europe? The question, especially in M. Du Mokhtar's case, is rhetorical and has been asked for decades. M. Du Mokhtar was stranded in the US following a right-wing coup d'etat of the Niger government last July. Many musicians and fans have funded their stay of undetermined length, but this illustrates the necessity of their music, especially in Niger itself and across North Africa. You can listen to the new album on all streaming platforms and follow them on their Instagram page @_mdumokhtar for their future projects and collaborations.
This episode was produced and edited by me, Mary Culbertson, and promoted by the Slug Magazine editorial staff. Be sure to check out this month's issue of Slug. You can find a copy any place cool or at slugmag.com.
Did you enjoy this episode of Slug Soundwaves? You and the local community can continue to enjoy Slug Mag's content for free, but please consider making a one-time or ongoing contribution. Each contribution, no matter the amount, helps support Slug's creation of thoughtful media coverage on SLC's music, arts, events, and community subcultures. Head over to slugmag.com/donate to make your contribution today.